Okay, we're back, and Danvers football coach Sean Terrio is joining us now. And let's see, Danvers, I believe, off to a 2-0 start. Do I have that right, coach?
That's correct, yes.
Well, congratulations. Tell us a little bit about how you got to 2-0 already.
Well, first game was Winthrop High School. We won that a couple weeks ago. Pretty good win for us. And then on Saturday night, we just recently beat Linfield.
Now, you know, Linfield was a powerhouse last year, coach, and man, they look strong. I think they went all the way to the semifinals, and they really had a rather easy time with Winthrop, which surprised me. And as I recall, they have a lot of kids coming back, so that was a pretty good test for you guys.
Oh, absolutely. They were one of the more physical, big. They're probably one of the bigger teams that we'll see all year. You know, for a town that's a smaller town, they have some big, physical, tough kids.
Now, you know, you lost a couple of important guys, but the carryover from Thanksgiving, we were there for that game, and such a huge, huge game for the Danvers Falcons, your seniors and your underclassmen, in beating Gloucester, and was there carryover that into, I want to say, into the offseason, into your workouts and so on, and then when you got to training camp, I know that you don't dwell on one game, but that spirit of knowing, okay, we can do this, did that sort of carry over into the season?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it kind of, gave reason to say, hey, you know what, we want this feeling again. We want to be able to do this again. And, you know, we're going to be willing to work hard to accomplish that again because, you know, for the seniors, it was, you know, just a great feeling to leave. And then for all the kids coming back is, you know, something that they wanted to do again.
All right, so how did you do it over your first two teams? What's the strength of your team right now?
Right now we have a lot of speed. You know, we're a pretty tough group, and they're all everyone on the field, including the line, relatively speaking, are quick and aggressive for their position.
You know, coach, the team has been on such an incline over the last couple of years. The confidence level throughout the entire program has to be really, really high at this point, and the kids go into every game believing that not only do they have a chance to win, but they're going to win games.
Oh, absolutely. I think, you know, the athletic program as a whole has improved greatly over the last, you know, 3, 4, 5 years, you know, with, all the sports across the board. But particularly football, you know, over the last 3 years has really improved greatly as far as participation and just sort of like a commitment to the program.
You know, certainly with and Danvers, you know, again, has been known for its athletic successes and prowess on so many different fields and pitches and all. Was there a lot of crossover from the other boys' sports into football as kids talked to their friends and said, listen, you can play this. Come out and help us get better?
Yeah, you know, that's a great question, a great point. And as far as participation goes, yeah, absolutely. I mean, we have a lot of basketball and baseball players on the team, and they definitely want their friends to be part of it. As well as, you know, those teams have been so successful and have such, long playoff runs and have been in such big games that kids that have played those sports, you can see how they just kind of have that winning attitude.
So I take it Mike Nestor will be playing basketball this winter, seeing as he went up and pulled down that Hail Mary?
Yeah, oh yeah, he's a basketball player. You know, he was on that the state championship team last year, and he uses his basketball skills to run football.
Unbelievable. Who are some of your other leaders, coach?
Oh well, Danny Lynch is our running back and safety. He's one of our captains. He always has a great game on both sides of the ball. As well as we have, you know, a group of younger juniors that also have really helped out, like Kieran Moriarty, Dean Borders have done a great job, as well as kids like Tom Dempsey and Marco Lagambina. Those are two seniors, but they really stepped up this year in their leadership role.
All right, I'm sorry, Coach, go ahead.
Coach, you know, I was just looking at the conference standings and you know, how a year or two can really change things. I'm looking at you and Danvers, 2-0.
He is Danvers.
I mean, yeah, I know. But we're going to the other end. Marblehead, Peabody, English, all 1-1. Classical, 0-2. And in the South Division, Revere, 2-0 to start the season. Coach Ciccatelli has really got those kids firing up. They had a big win over the weekend. and Winthrop is at the bottom at 0-2. So, I mean, the delicate balance of nature has definitely tipped and sort of inverted here.
Yeah, well, you know, that's kind of like the ebb and flows of high school football. You know, sometimes you get a group of kids for a certain amount of years that, you know, you kind of ride, and, you know, and then you kind of go through a little bit of a rebuilding process. You know, Winthrop, they play young kids, but they certainly are very well coached and play hard. They just, you know, they're just young.
Sean, do you keep one eye on Andover on the weekends?
I'm sorry, what was that?
I said, do you still keep one eye on Andover and see how they make out on the weekends?
Oh, yeah, I'm still friendly with all the coaches over there, so we talk all the time. And, you know, young E.J. Perry's lighting it up over there, and he's one of my favorite kids I've ever coached.
Oh, that's nice. We talked to Coach E.J. last week, and that's really great when that happens. Well, Sean, you know, we're moving along here, and the season is rolling right along, and you go into the meat grinder again this weekend with Marblehead coming up. So what do you see from them?
Oh, they're a great team. They're great again. You know, they're not as big. You know, last year they had looked like NFL linemen across the board. But this year their quarterback is excellent. They got probably more skill. They're not quite as big, but they're still fast and physical, and they're still very well coached. They're a really tough test.
All right, Coach, we appreciate it, and we're going to be talking with you from time to time if we can grab you. But in the meantime, congratulations on such a great start, and keep it going.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Sean.
Okay, Coach, thanks.